Welcome back to The Wise Man's Page, the daily podcast where we read Patrick Rothfuss's The Wise Man's Sphere, page by page. This is page 73. Supposed to keep your shirt on in public, she asked Sim, her eyes never leaving me. It just didn't seem very important, I said. I took my shirt off when I was whipped. That was public. It seems a strange thing to get in trouble for. Do you know what would happen if you tried to knife Ambrose? Simon asked. I thought for a second. It was like trying to remember what you'd eaten for breakfast a month ago. There'd be a trial, I suppose, I said slowly, and people would buy me drinks. Fella muffled a laugh behind her hand. How about this? Simon asked me. Which is worse, stealing a pie or killing Ambrose? I gave it a moment's hard thought. A meat pie or a fruit pie? Wow, Fella said breathlessly. She shook her head. It almost makes my skin crawl. Simon nodded. It's a terrifying piece of alchemy. It's a variation of a sedative called a plumbob. You don't even have to ingest it. It's absorbed straight through the skin. Fella looked at him. How do you know so much about it? Sim gave a weak smile. Mandrake lectures about it in every alchemy class he teaches. I've heard the story a dozen times by now. It's his favorite example of how alchemy can be abused. An alchemist used it to ruin the lives of several government officials in a tour about 50 years ago. He only got caught because a countess ran amok in the middle of a wedding, killed a dozen folk, and... Sim stopped, shaking his head. Anyway, it was bad. Bad enough that the alchemist's mistress turned him over to the guards. I hope he got what he deserved. And with some to spare, Sim said grimly. The point is, it hits everyone a little differently. It's not a simple lowering of inhibition. There's an amplification of emotion, a freeing up of hidden desire combined with a strange type of selective memory, almost like a moral amnesia. I don't feel bad, I said. I feel pretty good, actually, but I'm worried about admissions. Sim gestured. See? He remembers admissions. It's important to him. But other things are just gone. Is there a cure? Fella asked nervously. Shouldn't we take him to the Medica? Simon looked nervous. I don't think so. They might try a purgative, but it's not as if there's a drug working through him. Alchemy doesn't work like. That's the end of the page. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jordana.
And I'm Nick. So we finally get how Simon and all the alchemists know about it, which suggests that this isn't too imaginative of a thing by Ambrose. If Mandrag lectures about it all the time, he didn't have to reach too far. He probably had to do some work to get, oh, right, he asked Devi to brew it for him, right? That's how the plum gob got brewed. So Ambrose didn't even have to do it. He got a more gifted alchemist to do it. So yeah, Ambrose is a basic bitch.
He is indeed. So this confirms something that you were saying earlier, which is that this is not a particularly clever scheme on Ambrose's part.
Yeah. Although
certainly not very creative.
Yeah. There's some deniability because everybody who takes the class knows about it, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyone who has taken an alchemy class is potentially a suspect, but
except that Ambrose came up to him and said,
the opportunity.
Theoretically, Quoth could prove that Ambrose did it because Ambrose came up to him and said the thing about the plum, although only Quoth heard it. So then, it's
yeah, exactly. Saying, there's no evidence. It's his word against Ambrose's.
Yeah, but that is as good as a confession in my book for us, yeah, the reader.
But
doesn't matter if he confesses to Quoth.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I think what Nick is saying is that to us, the reader, it is certain that Ambrose did it. But to like, if he like tried to get Ambrose up on the horns, he would not be able to convince the masters with that malarkey.
Yes.
And like the comedy continues on this page, but the comedy is also illustrating just how dangerous this drug is. Cause Simon asks him like, well, what's worse, stealing a pie or killing Ambrose? And Quoth is like, well, what kind of pie are we talking about? Which is extremely funny. That's like African or European swallow levels of funny. But it also like it shows you like, yeah, Quoth does not see a moral distinction between those two things at all.
Mm-hmm. There's also a bit of a little convenient addition to the effects of the drug in that it has a selective memory filter, which I guess lets us like it gives an excuse for Quoth to be so obtuse because he literally can't remember what happens after, mm-hmm, you commit a crime.
Yeah, yeah. But that's the part of it that feels the most like woo-woo fantasy stuff. But whatever, that's why I read fantasy books.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, I don't mind it. I just think it's like a neat detail. And it also kind of suggests to me that there's a bit of a like a personal effect, like your own personal disposition.
Exactly. It hits everyone a little differently, which is like true of other like mind altering substances that exist in the real world. Like not everyone experiences getting drunk or getting high the same way.
Ah, the joys of brain chemistry.
Yeah, folks, we love it.
I think we're done for notes.
Is that what you think?
Well, I don't mean to presume.
I mean, we talked about this a little bit, but the anecdote about the alchemist doing a nasty in Atur only 50 years ago suggests that there have been a lot of arcanist bad actors littered around that we just haven't heard about. But I think that if we keep our ears open, the rumors of like evil arcanists are well founded. Because outside of Ben, almost every arcanist we meet in the wild is not a good person.
Do you think that might have something to do with like the fact that they have powers and knowledge that other people don't, and they can use and abuse those powers however they want?
I think so. And I think the farther you get from the university, the fewer people there are who can challenge you or hold you accountable, who have comparable powers.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So Ben is like one of the good ones. Kind of like, we've talked about this offline before, but kind of like how Worf is the only Klingon in all of Star Trek who actually believes that like their cultural honor codes and whatever, like he's the only one who actually cares about any of that stuff, and all the other Klingons drop it at the first time it's expedient.
Oh yeah, all the other Klingons are, you know, schemers and backstabbers and opportunists, and yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So hashtag there are no good namers except for Quoth and Ben. And like talking of the comedy, it's also serving like when Quoth says, like when he's trying to figure out like what would happen if I knifed Ambrose, he says, there'd be a trial, I suppose, and people would buy me drinks, and Fella laughs. And that tells us how Fella feels about Ambrose, and sort of on a wider scale, like how people at the university in general feel about Ambrose. Like he's clearly not very well liked by a great many people.
Right. It also, I think, is more of an exploration of the effects of the drug, because those things are on equal footing in Quoth's mind. As far as
those
like,
would be the two identically equal consequences. Yes.
Except for one is good and one is bad, but
Quoth can't tell which
that.
Is which.
Yeah.
As far as he like, did have the same effect on him as far as he's concerned.
Yeah.
We have a letter today if we're all wrapped up.
Mailbag.
Let's do it.
This is a letter from Joe on page 25. Joe writes, hey all, it's so nice to be able to listen to you guys again. I missed you. On page 25, you three were discussing the socioeconomic status of the students at the university. I can definitely speak on a personal level to Quoth's perceptions / feelings as a broke kid only able to go to college due to a scholarship. Because of my scholarship, I am expected to be more involved and available to my college as a resource. I'd be lying if I said that I didn't spend most of my freshman year embittered toward other students on campus who didn't have to face the same demands and concerns. It took me a while to get past my frustration towards other students who I assumed had an easier life than me due to their economic stability, and realized that they also had serious challenges in their life, both economically and personally. My biases and bitterness cut me off from other students for a while, before I realized that it is not them I should be frustrated with, but the administration and higher education system in America at large. Ultimately, I have to kind of side with Jeremy on this one, though. There well could be other students like Quoth at the university, but we haven't seen them. In my opinion, a possible explanation for this is Quoth's feelings of embitterment have prevented him from accurately observing his peers. I really think that it would be interesting to see another student like Quoth at the university that could potentially serve to ground Quoth and give the audience a new perspective. Hope you are all well and that you're able to stay healthy. Signed, Joe. P.S. Are there any plans to reactivate the internship program? I think I could make a pretty good piece of building material or authorial sacrifice.
Well, Joe, that's a very kind offer, but I feel like the education system in the United States has taken enough advantage of you and our internship program might, you know, might just be doing more of the same. So think twice.
We don't want a relapse of, yeah, of that sort of feeling.
But you can still apply. Applications are open.
Yes, they're at pageofthewind.com under the support us button. Just click on that and dig around.
But also, like, thank you for giving us some insight into your experiences and for agreeing with me, because that's what I like to hear. But also, I think you're right that, like, it would be an interesting wrinkle if Quoth came across another student who was from similar but different circumstances and had a similar but different outlook.
Especially once Quoth comes back, you know, armed with his Adam sword and his writ from the mayor and mm-hmm. his shade of shadow, and starts to behave like a jerkass to a have-not.
Yes, how the tables will have turned.
Mm-hmm. I think that's sort of that's like a no-brainer direction for the arc to go.
Yeah, that you're positing that as a hypothetical. That's not something that happens by the end of this book.
No, that's a book three thing, if it happens at all.
Yeah.
That would be
very disappointing.
Like, Quoth taking the role of a tormentor.
Taking the role of an Ambrose?
Yeah, to a new figure.
Mm.
Is
That would not be very cash money of him if he did that.
It would not be, but I could see Rothfuss presenting it in such a way where it was like a sympathetic action to Quoth, and like only after the fact realizing that he was a bully. But
that is often the way that bullies are created, though, is that they themselves were bullied.
Yeah, I was actually just talking about this with someone earlier today a lot of the most insidious bullies I have met in my life are people who were bullied, think they got over it, think they're not being bullies, but they're just being bullies in a more subtle, kind of worse way.
Yeah, like socially acceptable, manipulative way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's bad. Don't start bullying. Like, don't start the cycle.
Mm.
And if you know a bully, you know what? End this joke. Nick,
good try, Nick. Good effort.
No, good save. Good save. Don't get us canceled 70 episodes in.
All right, I think after that letter, those good insights, we're about done for the page. So I say let's wrap
Agreed.
It up.
Agreed.
Yeah, thanks for sticking with us, Joe. Glad to be back.
Yes. And we'll see about having you on board for our internship program. There are some loose bricks in the walkway. Mm-hmm. We need to mush up some new mortar.
Mm-hmm. Some the fence that Jordana sits on needs a fresh coat of bones. And you can be part of those bones.
My fence is just a pile of bodies.
You can be part of the pile on tomorrow's page
of the...
Wind.